world where we are living. Some folks say the worst of us they can, but when we are dead and in our caskets, they'll always slip some lilies in your hand. Won't you give me my flowers while I'm living, and let me enjoy them while I can. Please don't wait till I'm ready to be buried, and then slip some lilies in my hand. This world is where we need our flowers, a kind word to help us get along. If you can't give me flowers while I'm living, then please don't throw them when I'm gone. Won't you give me my flowers while I'm living, and let me enjoy them while I can. Please don't wait till I'm ready to be buried, and then slip some lilies in my hand. Please don't wait till I'm ready to be buried, and then slip some lilies in my hand.
Thank you.
All right.
And it's true.
Much, folks. That's absolutely true. We're down to our last number here, and we really appreciate your being here. Hope it doesn't rain on you.
Oops,
has it been a little dripping from the sky here, or just acting
been
like
blowing,
it?
Been okay, blowing, but good. Not dripping.
You people in hats, how would you know? You got hands, I know. Sure. That's good. Good point. Good point.
I swear, I think he's funny.
That's one of the secrets of...
Long marriages, you got to think they're funny.
Or got to think they're not funny when they don't think they're funny.
No, that wasn't very funny.
Well, I know. It was serious. Anyway, this is a recently written song I put together that's kind of about my life. This is about my past life. And, I when you get to my age, I'm 61 now, you start looking ahead and wondering what that's going to be like. And it's a little concern. Well, thank you. I stayed alive. It's good to get applause for how old you are. I'm 61. Hey, a sitting ovation.
That's
for me.
A sitting ovation.
But truthfully, it does make you think of a lot of things. We've lost a lot of good friends over the years, like John Hartford and quite a few others. And just try to stay healthy and think
like
about
my mother, whose birthday is today.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Well, good for her. Bless you, Mary Leonard. Raised 9 kids, including my personal wife here, my first wife of 37 years. That's great. Anyway, I benefited very much from a good family as I was growing up, and my dad was actually a math professor and a rather reserved sort of fellow, but a very dedicated family man. We had a little place in the country outside of New York City, and we'd go there in the springtime, like this time of the year, and it would be chilly in the morning. There was no central heat or anything, but he'd get a good fire going in the stove in the living room, and I'd come in there shivering, and he'd put his warm, big hands around my little freezing hands, and that's a kind of an image that really you hold for a long time. So that's part of why I call this song The Fire in My Heart.